World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning, man. I've been scrambling already this morning. A lot going on. You know what the Holy Spirit just said to me? I love it when he does that, by the way. But folks, listen. Holy Spirit isn't woo-woo. What's the word I'm looking for? Mystical. I mean, it is, but it isn't mystical. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. You hear his voice? And the toughest thing is recognizing that voice. My sheep hear my voice, and another voice they will not hear. That doesn't mean hear. It means acknowledge, understand. My people hear and acknowledge my voice. And another voice they will not hear and acknowledge. Hang on, listen. Hang on. Bible says blessing out of the same mouth. Blessing and cursing. And I know people, you know people, I see it all the time, who pray for God to do something in their life, and as soon as they get through praying for God to do something in their life, they speak doubt. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
They pray and pray and pray, and then 30 seconds later, they get a phone call from somebody, and then they're whining and moaning, oh, woe is me. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And it's not name it, claim it. That ain't what we're talking. We're going to do communion. Hang on. It ain't name it, claim it. It's not. My sheep hear my voice. Do you hear his voice? And when you hear his voice, do you acknowledge it? Say, yeah, I heard that, Lord. I got that. Everything but the kitchen sink. That's what the Holy Spirit just said to me, just literally as we were going live. You say, what? Yep, that's what he said. And when the Holy Spirit says that, you know what that means. Everything but the kitchen sink. The Holy Spirit just said that. Because, see, before we went live, we were having about a 30-second discussion with some of the people here in the queue about the chaos that's going on and everything's happening around us. And James Comey, can you believe that? James Comey comes out and sends out, James Comey? Sends out a Facebook post, or I think it was on Facebook, about killing the president of the United States. What does it say? 86, 48, 47, whatever. Huh? Folks, everything but the kitchen sink. Telling you a story right now. You can believe it or not. Doesn't matter to me. There's a revolution going on. We're right in the middle of it. Anybody out there know what it means? Anything, everything. At the kitchen sink. Anybody know what that means? Come on, somebody tell me. What does that mean? Holy Spirit said to me, everything except the kitchen sink. What does that mean? Somebody come in and tell me. What's that mean?
That means they're pulling all things out except the kitchen sink.
That's exactly what it means.
But God is the kitchen sink.
Yes. That's what we got to understand. See, they are so desperate. Folks, how long? We're going to do communion. Hang on. I got to get this off my chest. How long have we sit under the spell, if you will, of the demonic? How long has America sat under the spell of the demonic? How long, had it not been for the invention of the internet, we would still be sitting around listening to Walter Cronkite tell us that's the way it is. And for they programmed us and programmed us and programmed us and programmed us, programmed us and programmed us, and did all this crap to us, gave us elected officials in Washington, D.C. who don't represent us, gave us Republicans who don't represent us, gave us Republicans who are fighting Matt. You know what I'm talking to you about, right? Everything but the kitchen sink. And then all of a sudden, we begin to awaken. We what? Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah. We got the internet, all this stuff. Folks, we're right in the middle of it. Right now, we are in the... General Flynn starts talking to us about fifth generational warfare. And you watch the mainstream media, they do not acknowledge... Hey, friends, if truth were to be told, what percentage of the vote do you think Donald Trump got in the last election? Do you think that was even close? I don't think it was even... I don't care if you like Trump or not. I don't care. I couldn't care less. Do you think it was even close? Do you really believe that the average American that you live with voted for Camel Toes Harris? You actually believe that? Of course not. It's all programming and control and advancing whoever they want to advance. And all that stuff's being exposed, what? Through this miracle of the internet. And if you're watching this show regularly, you are top 10% in the information. You are. Well, yeah, I'm going to tell you something. You're way ahead of your pastor. Most of you, way ahead of your pastor. You're way ahead. You see and understand exactly what's going on. So it's kitchen sink, baby. Kitchen sink. Can you, hey, Spencer, I don't even have it pulled up. Joe, we're going to do communion. Hang on. Spencer, can you pull up what James Comey's, folks, they're overplaying their hand. That's not it. That's not what I want. I didn't send it. Google Comey. Go to the Gateway Pundit. The Gateway Pundit. James Comey. Did you guys see this? Yeah, there you go. What? Look. Show the picture what Comey said. Comey deletes the assassination. Click on that one, Spence. Did you guys see? Look at this. James Comey put this on his Twitter, was it? Yesterday, 8647. James Comey, former head of the FBI, posts a picture, 8647. You guys know what that means? 86 means kill, and 47 is Trump. And Comey said he was walking down the beach and saw this on the beach. Oh, isn't this neat? So he takes a picture. Why would he put 8647? Why would a cool shell formation on my beach walk, Comey wants us to believe. He's walking down the beach and he sees, really? Really? I hope Cash Patel arrests him. You know, there is talk about that right now. Anyway, I'm getting off target here. I want you to know this. They are so discombobulated. Folks, for a generation at least, they had control of the media, they had control of the government, they had control of the message, they had control of the schools, they had control of everything. And what we're seeing now is a wrestling match of the good guys finally awakening and trying to unseat, trying to take back. Comey says, I posted earlier a picture of some shells I saw today on a beach walk, which I assumed were a political message. What? He's the director of the freaking FBI. Doesn't know what 8647 means? I didn't realize some folks associate those numbers with violence. Oh, it never occurred to me. But I oppose violence of any kind, so I took the post down. You guys believe this? I hope they arrest his ass and throw him in jail. But folks, this ain't some guy down to the local bar. This ain't some guy that you play poker with, play golf with. James Comey. Oh, okay. I got out over my skis. As we take communion today, I'm going to bring Joe in to take communion. I want you to know something. God's doing something, man. He's doing something. Now, look. Is it going to be good? I really don't know. I don't know if it's going to be good. I know we are advancing the ball. And as we advance the ball, the Luciferians get more and more desperate. See, it's not woke, it's awake. We're not woke, We are awakening, and we're seeing what's going on. And I was on the Patriot Party news last night with, it's just amazing. I'm on there with Ann Vanderstill and what's her name? I'm sorry. Diamond and Silk. Diamond's dead. Silk. She was, how would I get connected with those guys? But I'm on there last night. Because why? Because God is making something happen behind the scenes. Now, is it for good or is it for bad? I don't know. I don't know. What the devil meant for bad, God meant for good. I know that. I want to encourage you today and discourage you at the same time. The sleeping giant is awakening. The whole creation groaneth, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And the sons of God are beginning to manifest. And I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know how this is all going to play out. You can go into the scriptures and say end times, Jesus is coming, you can say all that stuff. Trump's the Antichrist, Trump's a Mason, all that stuff. You can say all that stuff, and all that stuff may be true. But the reality of it is, ultimately, God's in control. And he'll set one man up, and he'll set one man down. And it's happening right in front of us. If you think Almighty God is going to have this place overthrown by the devil, dude, you don't understand scripture. You don't understand it, man. He's a conquering king. Yep. And too many of us in the American church are doom and gloom. It's all over. We're out of here. There's no way we can win. It's getting so bad. You know I'm telling you the truth, right? I'm going to shut up. Well, hang on.
Boom, coach.
I know. Look, I don't care if you like it or not. I don't care if you tune out or not. You can be doom and gloom all you want. Everywhere I look, more and more people are awakening. Look, I got it. I was talking to a guy yesterday. He knows who he is. I was talking to a guy yesterday. He said, you know what, coach? My wife used to think you guys were conspiracy theorists and nuts. And she watched a little bit, and she said, wow, maybe not. Maybe not. See, that's where we are, folks. This unveiling, this revealing is happening right in front of us right now. Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Bible says that. I didn't say that. So there's an expose, an unveiling, a revealing going on about the forces of darkness, never like anything that's ever happened in our lifetime. Ever, ever, ever. In all the creation of man. Ever. Can you imagine 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, James Comey posting something that the whole world would see, instantaneous, the whole world would see. That's where we are. That's where we are. So I'm here to encourage you. It's going to be a bucking bronco. Get buckled in for a ride, boys and girls. Get buckled in. We're winning this sucker. We are. Quickly, Eileen, come on in, then Jeff, then we're going to do communion. Promise. Go ahead, Eileen.
Yes, I just wondered, is Scott Shera coming on today?
I messed it up. It's next Friday.
Okay, thank you.
I messed it up. It's next Friday. Hopefully, I got a lot of stuff. I got to shut up here. Jeff Nears, come on in.
I was just going to say, and what do teams do? What do some teams do when they're desperate? What does a cornered animal do when it's desperate? What did Mike Tyson do when he was so desperate? They play dirty. They play
dirty. Yes, they
it's
are.
Coming. Yep.
It's coming, Ben. It's coming. I love this show. I don't know if you guys do. I want to thank all of you for giving me deeper meaning, deeper purpose in my life. Because I know here at Coach Dave Live, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we're changing lives, baby. We're changing lives. Joe, come on in. Let's do communion there.
Thank you, Coach. But I can tell you what's going on earth as it is in heaven.
On earth as it is in heaven, brother.
The kingdom is coming here.
It is coming. That's whole world groaneth, waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. There's a lot of groaning going on. It's happening. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry if I'm optimistic. I'm sorry.
You don't apologize in front of me for being optimistic.
All right.
No way, Jose. So the reading this morning is from 1 Peter 1, 18 to 25. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you.
Wait a minute, Joe. These last times? When was this written? I won't go down that bunny trail.
A couple of God days ago.
Okay. All right. Last days, it says there. These last days. Last times. Good.
Who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God.
Amen.
Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Do you have any idea how many people you go to church with that aren't born again? Do you have any idea how many people are just religious, not born again of the Spirit of God? And without the Spirit of God, you cannot understand. It's not that you don't, you cannot understand. Go ahead, Joe.
For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
Amen, baby. Amen. Yeah. Hey, they better take that gospel out of the schools. They better make sure that your grandchildren don't learn that gospel, because that gospel is world changing. So no wonder the devil was fighting so hard to keep that word from your progeny. Go ahead, Joe.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this day in a time of utter chaos in our world and in our country, in a time when everything is in motion except you, Lord. You are steadfast. Your word endures. Your word is not changing. And everything else is moving and changing. So, Lord, we hold fast to you. And we ask that you open the eyes of our brothers and sisters who have been so deceived, who literally drank the Kool-Aid of the other side. They've been living off of lies their whole lives, and it's hard to wake them up. But Lord, we ask that you shake them as gently and robustly as you must to wake them up, Lord. Let them see the truth, and let the truth set them free. And let real justice start to come to us here, Lord. For example, what was just shared with the former FBI director for doing what he did. He knew what that meant, Lord. You know that. That was not good. That was asking to kill the President of the United States. That is not good, Lord. Let justice come to where it should flow. And Lord, we know that on this call, there's many of us have challenges we don't speak of. We don't want to give the challenges more power than they have. We understand we should not utter those things. But in our hearts, Lord, anybody on this call that has a challenge with their bodies, with their souls, with their family, with their finances, let them surrender that challenge to you, Lord. And let them receive the healing, the blessing, the answer to that prayer. We all have challenges in our lives, and we know that these will make us stronger, increase our faith, but we also know that they are not meant to endure forever, these challenges. They are meant to be overcome. So let us overcome these challenges. Let the wounds be healed. Let the prodigal sons and daughters come home. Let relationships be mended. Let finances be flipped to abundance. Let it be how you would have it be, Lord. And let us remove the things in our lives that are blocking you from it, at receiving what you are wanting to give us. And so, Lord, we remember those who have been through the tragedies in our country and are still having challenges with the fires or the storms or the floods. If any of those that are still waiting, Lord, for help and assistance, please bring it yesterday. Bring it and pour it on and let them know that you are God and that you are helping them now. And so we remember that day 2,000 years ago, plus or minus a couple, when our Lord Jesus Christ shared bread and wine with his disciples. And so we ask that you forgive us our sins and transgressions as we do this again now, as we take communion now, so we can be cleansed when we come into your sight. We ask that you bless this bread and this drink, representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that was sacrificed for us so many years ago. And we are so grateful that we serve the one true God who gave his only begotten Son, that we who believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thanks, Joe, for getting up at 4 a.m. to do this. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Look, I got a lot of stuff to talk about. I always do. I got a lot of stuff to talk about here. Dr. Paul, come on in, Dr. Paul.
Real quick, a teacher in Waterville, Maine here, and went kind of nationwide. She was promoting the murder of Trump to her students all over Facebook, and that was like 2 weeks ago. She should be in jail by now.
Amen. Paul, we all need to see some perp walks, don't we? We all need to see some perp walks. Folks, yeah. Listen, I want you guys to know this. You better know this. That deep state is deep, powerful, broad, and only the Holy Spirit of God's going to be able to break through that thing. You better know that. They are so deeply entrenched. And the only ones going to be able to cast them out are the children of the Lord. That's the only ones going to be able to do it. Thanks, Paul. Crazy stuff going on. Look, a couple things I want to do. Go ahead, Vinny.
I just want to say, guys, we are seeing it happen. Remember the crooked judge who crossed ICE? Okay? The one who tried to hide the illegal? Right? We're seeing that happen. They can't keep the lid on anymore. Right? So take heart. Understand, this is a new era. A new era of justice is coming.
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. So look, Judah, this is amazing, folks. I don't know if you know this. Without going into the whole, we're so winning. Without going into the whole details, Judah, Judd Ayers, has a case. He is doing it. He did it himself. He did it without lawyers before the U.S. Supreme Court. It has argument. Judd Ayers is going to stand before the United States Supreme Court and make his case. Judd, come and talk to us about that real quick. What's going on?
Hey, Coach. Yeah, it's obviously it's been a long road and a long process. I will say, though, it's was not done by myself.
Okay.
It's been a lot of different hands. Really, God has moved in a lot of different ways. But ultimately, yeah, I'll represent myself.
You have a date, Judd. What's the date? You are going to be in the United States Supreme Court. What's that date, Judd?
Coach, I sent you a message the other day regarding that. But May 22nd, the justices are going to review the case.
May 22nd, that's a week. It's a week. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's next Thursday. But me being able to go, we talked to the court and our guys, and it looks like I won't be going this week.
Okay.
Or that next week. It'll have to be after that.
Okay, but it remains, Judd, the important thing is you have filed basically a pro bono. You got some guys to help you. You filed a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court, and they're hearing it.
Yeah, it's called a writ of certiorari. And ultimately, in my case, in terms of what's happened, there's a process that happens. And as you follow the process, typically they expect you to say, hey, you're going to bow out or something's going to happen. What happened is at the federal district court level, the court or the judges, that judge was an appointee by George Bush. So that was in North Carolina. But because of that federal district court, they just dismissed the case. They didn't even look at it. And so, we followed the process. They have what's called the right to appeal. But we went back and forth for about four or five different things there, briefs, follow-ups, reviews, all kinds of stuff. And I had lawyers at that point. The interesting part was the judges actually came to the lawyers and said, hey, I don't think you want to do this. And we're like, what do you mean? And so ultimately, the lawyers were basically, in the biggest part of it, kind of threatened and decided that, hey, they're going to get fined $50,000 if they keep pursuing this, and then possibly their bar license is removed. And so they were like, well, hey, you're on your own now. So I was like, okay. So I consulted with some people, and ultimately.
So hang on a second. So Judd's got this case with some attorneys, and then they get scared off. Whatever. The hires up say, oh, you guys, you better stop with that. And Judd's left hanging. And so he gets some help. And hang on, Judd, because people are saying, what's this about? What's it about? What's the lawsuit that the Supreme Court's going to hear?
So
in 30 seconds, don't give us the whole story. In 30 seconds, what is it?
Ultimately, my case, as you know, I was an Amway IBO business owner. I went before our board at the time.
The Amway board.
Amway board, which is called the IBWay board. And I presented them information that Amway was involved in election interference. But ultimately, my case was because I mentioned the details of that and their involvement with COVID-Con and the possibilities of all that. My case is basically back to them, defamation. So they defamed me, they removed me illegally from the business, and they broke all of their rules, which they have what's called an arbitration. Well, arbitration to me is basically saying, hey, we're not going to bring this before a public court. Well, the problem is they breached their contract. They didn't even breach their contract. They destroyed their contract with torts and threats and all kinds of stuff. Well, since they breached their contract, I don't have to apply and go through their arbitration aspect, which would take me to a private court. Well, ultimately, they want to hide all this information and keep it in a private court. So I said, no, I have a right to public trial. Based on the Constitution, I have rights. And so this is a battle of the Constitution, public rights, and their breach.
Against Amway, folks, against Amway.
Well, it's against Amway and what's called LTD, which is one of their teaching organizations.
Okay.
But ultimately, it was supposed to be against a private individual. And since they didn't want to go through with the private individual, I took it back to Amway. And I took it back to LTD and this Joseph Markowitz so I could have it publicly known what they're doing. Anyways, it gets to basically the appellate court, this Fourth Circuit. Well, the Fourth Circuit saw the information in there. What'd they do? They didn't even review the case. You're supposed to get, based upon the law, the three judges are supposed to look at the case and say, hey, what are the merits of this? And what is the details in here? And this person should have a fair shake at it. Well, what'd they do? They unpublished the case, basically hid it, and then dismissed it again. And you're like, what's going on here? Well, we have, as the courts and the process that moves, this would now push this issue, because they weren't listening, onto the Supreme Court. And everyone told me, oh, it's not going to happen. You're not going to be able to do anything. Well, I didn't realize the matters of my case are actually matters of national security. Well, what do you mean? Well, what I mean is that a private company is involved in a national issue. So it's not just a state issue. It's not just a personal issue. It's a national issue, which encompasses all of we the people. And so in there, I decided, well, hey, if I'm going to be going to the Supreme Court, I might as well share with details of everything else that they were doing too, because I get one shot to write it in writing. And so I put it in writing, put it in details, did all this stuff, and put it at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has the choice not to look at it at all, or to let it sit there for years on end and collect dust. Well, the best part about this was I submitted it, and within a couple of weeks or so, nothing happened, and everyone was telling me, even some of the lawyer people, well, hey.
Waste of time. You know what you're doing. We get it. Yep.
You're wasting your time. You're wasting money. Stop it. Just don't do this. This is ridiculous. Why are you doing this? I said, honestly, because I prayed about it and God told me I need to. People need to stand up, because so many people, not only in the business, are being hurt.
Amway business.
People
are
taking advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And so ultimately what's happened is you got a call back saying, hey, the justices are going to look at it. They set it for conference. What does that mean? Well, they gave me a file number.
U.S. Supreme Court, folks. You understand this? Little old Judd up in Westerville, Ohio, on his own, filed U.S. Supreme Court. Go ahead, Judd.
So they gave me back a file number. It's 24-1007. And if people understand some of these things, it's pretty remarkable. But that's God giving a little bit of a nod in there. And, you know, I was sitting there. I didn't know what was going to happen. And then they came back and said, hey, the justices are going to review it on May the 22nd. Well, why? How? How is that even possible? The reason why it's possible, because in the case, if you have a case that has a matter of national security, it gets thrown to the front of the line. So there's a lot of different issues. Well, what's the matter of national security? This IBUA board group not only knew about Mike Pence and the involvement of being paid by Amway, they decided to hide the issues. And then Amway not only funded BLM to burn down our towns, I let it be known that, hey, someone needs to do something about this. That was the point where they said, you better shut up and get out of here.
DeVos, folks, remember DeVos? Remember Mike Pence was Vice President of the United States? Remember Donald Trump picked DeVos to be Secretary of Education? Was that a Mike Pence pick? I wonder. Keep going, Judd.
Well, ultimately, so this is kind of how I had the opportunities to bump into General Flynn. And the topic is this is a matter of who is the largest producer of income for the Amway business. Anybody have a clue? Anybody have a clue? China. Chinwei. Mm. So now people understand why Mike Pence got rid of General Flynn.
Wow.
It's all about the money. Follow the money.
By the way, folks, in the chat, Joe Markowitz just put in there the docket. If you want to see the docket, you can click on that. Thanks, Joe, for doing that. Keep going, Judd. So, hey, Judd. Anyway. Judd, you can't say this because you really don't know, but there are people out there who say that Mike Pence has been at the heart of a lot of this evil stuff that's going on. Christian Mike Pence, would that be safe to say, Judd? You don't know, and I don't know, but people are certainly saying that, right?
Well, what we found is that Gerald Ford, that group, is the group with the Cheneys that runs the CIA. So the Senior Executive Service, the CIA, that whole group was a black operation for years. These globalists that have been doing and running these operations, they have been the foundation of the shadow government for years. Now, a lot of people know this, but the thing is most people never want to talk about it. It's just, oh, hey, that's a conspiracy theory. That's blah, 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 blah. And the funny part was when I went to talk to my partners about this, is they knew this. They knew it. And they just kept turning a blind eye to it. And then when I mentioned something about it, they're like, oh, you're not allowed to talk about that, so you better shut up and go home. Oh, guess what? You're a conspiracy theorist now. So they would tell my entire group, you're a conspiracy theorist. And then they're like, hey, he's crazy. He's crazy. Don't talk to him. And then on top of that, on a recorded line and some other topics, they basically said, hey, you're crazy. And that they told people in my business group that I was going to become a potential mass shooter. And you're like, what in the world are you guys talking about? And then I start scratching my head going, what script are they following? Who's coaching these guys? Because someone's clearly telling them what to say and what to do. And it's absolutely hilarious. But anyways, long story short, I asked for prayer. I asked for people to stand in the gap. And I'm sure this story's not over. But the biggest part of this whole thing is that, you know, yesterday, this is fascinating. They had the committee on the CCP in Washington, D.C. And so now we're getting down to the minutiae to find out where in the China aspects of our government did Mr. Biden, Jinan, and this whole crew connected through not only DeVos, the left, and the Rhino right. The reason why these guys are trying to hide all this is for years. This is fascinating. I have evidence, and I put it into, and this is what they don't want people to see, is that Amway funded personally the overthrow of Donald J. Trump for when he was impeached. It went to every one of the 17 senators and congressmen and funded them to get rid of him. So when you understand that, it's fascinating. They even pulled together a conference and private oligarchy families to fund the removal of this man. They don't want him in there.
Mm. By the way, let me stop a second, Judd. Mark Trump's the one that sucked that stuff in there, Mark. I appreciate you doing that. So anyway, Judd, to kind of wrap this thing up, you've really dipped your toe into something big here, haven't you, brother?
Well, God's moving us through the process. He's the one that's sharing all the details. And you know what? I've been through the fire and a lot of things in my history and my past. And ultimately, it's not about me. If this adds to somebody else's case or other findings that they're finding within the Department of Justice or within the DOD, and then to link this to General Flynn's cases, or to link this to the election cases, or to link this to a lot of other things, that is the point, because now they can pull this through and add it to the pile of evidence that, you know what, justice has to be served.
Judd, would it be safe to say people out there would say that Mike Pence, by the way, probably handpicked for Donald Trump by who knows, whoever this organization is, handpicked Mike Pence, that Mike Pence was possibly behind the firing of General Flynn. Would that be safe to say?
I'd say Mike Pence is Gerald Ford 2.0.
Wow. okay, so Jed, we want to pray for you. And when does this all take place? Because I said to Jed, we'll fill the courtroom. Now we find out you don't really get to go. They're doing a conference. You don't really get. Do you get to go, Jed? Do you get to go to this conference?
Not on this round.
It's a pretty big deal, isn't it? Now, Jed, they could easily just kick it to the curb and ignore it, right? We'll find out, folks, we'll find out how deep and how dark the intertwining of these powers are. Kings of this earth set themselves, and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Psalm 2. And if we don't understand what's going on behind the scenes, that this is going to take the absolute miracle intervention of Almighty God to expose, because the Bible also tells us nothing hidden that will not be exposed. Now, who would have ever thought that Judd could do this on his own? This is God at work, brother. God at work.
And Coach, praise God. But you know what's interesting? I would say the 30 guys that went to D.C. on J6, they all got thrown in prison. And for some reason, they left me alone.
Wow. Folks, you understand that? Judd went to J6. A lot of us went to January 6th. And some of the friends of Judd's in his church, by the way, got arrested, yada, yada, yada. He was with them, and for some reason, he wasn't touched. That's amazing. Wow, wow, wow. So, Lord, who's going to pray? Who's going to pray for Judd right now? Who's going to pray for that? Lauren, you out there? He's always out there. No?
Well, oh, Lord. Lord, right now we just ask for a hedge of protection for Judd.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we just ask you just send your warring angels to protect him, Father. Father, we ask that everything that has been hidden be revealed, Father. Give him the strength and give him the protection and give him the blessings, Father, to speak boldly to the Supreme Court, Father, to hear his case, Father. And we ask for victory in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Steve. Hey, folks, I couldn't figure out however many years ago it was now when Donald Trump decided to run for office, why he picked Mike Pence. But what? I thought that's kind of odd. What's Trump's relationship with Pence? Well, Trump probably didn't have any relationship with Pence. People behind the scenes did. And so they picked Mike Pence for Donald Trump. I think that happened a lot to him in the first term. And nothing hidden that will not be revealed. God bless you, Judd. God bless you, man. Folks, you understand what a miracle this is? This little dude, big dude, Judd's a big guy, tall guy. He could do this? You think this isn't the Holy Spirit that's orchestrating this? And you think that the devil doesn't want to fight against it? Wow. Somebody, I can never figure out. Maybe somebody can help me. Hey, Jed, explain for us real quickly, who is Betsy DeVos? Who is she? Who was, by the way, Trump's Secretary of Education? Is she a college professor? Is she a trained educational? Who's Betsy DeVos, Jed?
That's a great question. Who is she? She is a daughter of a family. So when you go into this, she's actually Eric Prince's sister.
Blackwater.
But when you get into this, she is, in terms of Dick DeVos, her husband. So she's married to a DeVos.
She's the daughter of the co-founder of Amway. Would that be right?
Correct.
Why would you? What's her qualifications to be Secretary of Education? Do you think?
None. Except for there is a royal family in Europe that these people basically are downline from.
Oh boy.
And when you get in the history of this, these are the royals. These are the what are considered the untouchables. These are the families that are hidden here in the United States that report to the crown. They have businesses, they have places, they have all kinds of things that they do and have, and this money has been passed down to them with a silver spoon.
Jeb, could it be they overplayed their hand here, you think?
I believe so. And so now you look at this, I mean, this goes all the way up to the Rothschilds. This goes up to the Dutch royal families. This goes up to, it's a lot of them. Michigan's actually a unique place. When you understand this, this is a hard pill for people to swallow. The 616 area code of Michigan specifically, Michigan is probably the nastiest of all states. Oh, you grew up there. What are you talking about? Well, you had the Ford Motor Company. You had General Motors. You had all these places that it was the melting pot of the world.
It was, yeah.
Automotive capital of the world.
Detroit.
Absolutely just powerful. You drive through Michigan, and all you see is mansion after mansion after mansion. And then China got involved. The interesting part is that China, all the manufacturing, these oligarchy families, this goes into the DuPonts who are up there, the Dow family that's up there. This goes into Grand Rapids where you have the Meyer family. You have
Gerald Ford, the only guy became president of the United States that was never elected, either president or vice president. He was appointed vice president, right? Go ahead.
I don't know if Brett is on the call or not, but it's another reason that Michigan is in the toilet. I mean, University of Michigan is an absolute cesspool. And, okay, I'm sure there's good people who go to school there, but the deep state is rounded deep within the University of Michigan. And this goes into the fraternal orders. When you start talking about fraternities, talking about Freemasonry, you talk about all this stuff. Gerald Ford comes up out of the depths of that. So you can go into the different lodges that are up there and ultimately into Grand Rapids. And again, that's where the lodge came from. And that's where the partnership between Mr. Gerald Ford and Mr. DeVos came to be. Which also goes into Walt Disney. So when you understand this circle, man, this is a huge depth.
The kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. And Coach, Satan always appears as an angel of light, doesn't he? He's coming to do thing.
I always wonder why all of our yearly Amway trips, so when you qualify, it's called Q12. You'd have this all-expense-paid trip to Disney. I always wondered why. It was like crown jewel to be able to go on this Disney trip every year. But the history and the detail between this and Amway and the owners and the families, it was always like, what is the deal here? Why is this happening? We'd actually go down there. There's the Swan Hotel, which was in the form of a pyramid. And I was like, for years, I'd scratch my head, like, what's going on with this? Why is there all these pyramids? And then there's the relationship back to the Orlando Magic.
The Magic Kingdom. Jed, I want to move on, man. This is deep.
Yeah, it's deep.
We need to encourage Jed. We need to pray for his safety, folks. This is big, man. This is a big deal. And so there it is. Put it in, it's already in the chat. If you want to see the fact it's already docketed, he ain't making this up. Now, folks, which side's the Supreme Court on? We'll find out, won't we? I want to get some other things in here. Jed, I don't mean to cut you off. Thanks, man. We can talk more about it later. Put that stuff in the chat. Check it out. Go ahead, Jed.
I said no, thank you.
All right, buddy. Kevin, come in quickly. I got something else I'm going to. Quickly. Don't change subjects on me. Go ahead.
I'm not. The appointments have been going on for a long time because Reagan hated Bush, went against Bush in 1980, and after he won the nomination, Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller said, if you don't take Bush, you won't be president.
And then they tried to kill Reagan to get Bush to be president.
Exactly.
Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Huh? Oh, my goodness. Has this been going on for a while? Let me shift gears. Okay. Let me shift gears quickly. I got a lot to cover here. Look, I don't know if JR is in here. Folks, we talked yesterday. This has been docketed in Ohio, Natural Family Month. And Mel's working on that at the Liberty Action Network. We folks, beginning on Monday, we have got to begin bombarding them with calls. This is big. This is big. They don't have a leg to stand on to reject. They have Gay Pride Month. How can they possibly reject Natural Family Month? The only way they can is if we don't turn the heat up on them. Because they're going to call us bigots, homophobes. We know how the story goes, right? Right? And so if those of us looking for an opportunity to make a difference in society and in the culture, there it is, Natural Family Month. Okay? Second thing, David Arthur. David, are you out there, Dave? Dave's working hard. Look, I'm going to say this publicly. Are you there, Dave?
I am here.
Okay, so hang on, folks. I'm going to say this again publicly. I got my eye on David. Huh? Bible says Alexander the coppersmith did us great harm, and David did us some great harm. But I believe in redemption. I believe he's redeemed. I believe he's genuine. But we got our eye on him. Dave, what do you got going on, man?
Oh, so the 1st of June and the 3rd, I hopefully will be in Ohio. The 1st, I'll be presenting at just testimonial at a church. And then the 3rd is church in the garage, but it's going to be a pretty big lesson. It's going to be the who, what, why, and when for protecting children from the trans queer cult. Why parents need to know, even if like Ohio is not a sanctuary state for gender affirming care, but why do parents there need to know about gender affirming sanctuary states? Because their children can be taken from Ohio by a predator and brought to a sanctuary state like Maine and become wards of the state, and they have no more rights to their children. So we're going to be doing that, and hopefully this year we're going to get our three-day outreach ministry back on track as well.
So friends, excuse me, we financially support David here. And if you would like to help us, you know how to make a donation to us. CoachDaveLive.com, click on it. We believe the message that David is promoting. Lord, we got our eye on him, but we believe
hope that everyone has their eye on me, because it's what we all need is accountability, and we need people to right. give us that.
David, they are specifically after our children. Are they not, David? The homosexual Absolutely. Lobby movement is about recruiting. Is it
Absolutely. Not? I just finished another blog post on that and how why does it seem we're not winning this battle, right? Why did all of a sudden the NHS say that there's no longer an age limit to gender affirming care, which means infants and toddlers can be sterilized and mutilated and destroyed from the inside out. Why is this? Because too many of us, Christians and conservatives, are locking arms with the homosexuals movement, like Scott Pressler and Brandon Straka, and instead of telling people like Charlie Kirk, stop locking arms, stop platforming Brandon Straka, stop platforming Scott Pressler. They are just as perverted as the trans queer movement that they claim to stand against. Neither side is good for children. They're deviants.
Whoops, you went silent there, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you are. So that's why we're supporting Dave. That's why we're staying with it. Nobody can expose it like somebody who's been in the midst of it, right? Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. What else? Well, somebody come on in. We got 6 minutes left. I got more stuff here. Dave Allison, come on in.
Hey, Coach, it's, no, it's not by any chance that Judd's case number is 007. I got the theme song in there. I think it's a great way to close out this show. The song is actually kind of, it's kind of got some power to it.
Where is it, Dave?
It's in the chat there. I got the link there. Spencer wants to play that on the way out. It's a powerful way to close out the show. This.
All right, buddy. All right, see if we can get that.
There's Judd.
Amen. Is this music the whole time? All right, this is the game ball. We get what's going on, right, folks? We get what's going on here. We are in a war, and dare I say it, we're making inroads in the war. Jack, quickly. They got. We got about 3 minutes.
Yeah, to piggyback on what Dave was saying, part of the problem is, I know in other states, but in Maine, we don't even have legislators that write laws. We put one of our legislators, good guy, put in a resolution for the National Family Month, and it goes to what they call the revisor's office. And the head revisor just refused to put it on the docket. He just refused to let it be heard. Because we have legislators that don't really know how to legislate. They just have suggestions. And they have a couple of lawyers that write the bills, and then they say, was this what you had in mind? Oh, yeah. And they put their signatures to it. We got things backed up. We have to increase knowledge. Our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because we just kind of hit the surface. I'd love to see Judd do a deep dive on the senior executive service somewhere along the line if we get a chance.
Amen. Amen. Daryl.
Hey, Coach, you started out the show, my sheep hear my voice. That word here is the Hebrew word shama. It means obey. Uh-huh. So in Hebrew, there's an implication, you know, that when you hear, you obey, that you are the true sheep. So
hear and obey.
So thought that was.
Yay, though,
that'd be a great way to close your show today.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Surely, I lost it. Right, folks? Right? See, we're not supposed to cower in fear against these dark forces. We're supposed to confront the dark forces. That's what the church is supposed to do, confront the darkness. Instead, we've been scared back into our COVID corners and hide from anything that might mess up our precious little lives. James Thomas, come on in, dude. You're the last guy for the day. Go.
Yeah. Good morning, brothers, sisters. I was praying the other day, and I was commenting on somebody's post, and it was a really good post in regard to immigration or whatever, the spiritual warfare that we're in. I was going to reply with Ephesians 6. He said, the Lord says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, blah, blah, blah. But as I was reading it, he said, we wrestle not. Stop. I was like, whoa, He said, the church has stopped wrestling. and this is what we're called to do in spiritual warfare, is wrestle these principalities and powers.
Amen, brother. Amen.
The church has basically stopped wrestling with the evil one, right?
That's right. And the scripture says very clearly, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of dark folks. Dark works are always unfruitful. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.